Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. All right, Jennifer, it's good to have you back with us. And you said you had another person that you wanted to talk to us about today that made a big difference, a small-time leader in your life. But before we start, your husband, Jason, right? How long have you been married?
We've been married 22 and a half years.
So what's great about Jason?
Jason is so much fun. Oh my gosh, everybody loves Jason. We didn't have to have children because he is just so much fun. I can always just know that I have a big kid in my life forever. he makes me laugh, and he just keeps everything light and in perspective.
Good. So that's your thankfulness moment. I know you're thankful for Jason today. So, but now back to that, who was that small-time leader in your life that you'd share with us?
Well, I was thinking about Dr. Bob Terry. I worked with him for 23 years, crazy enough. He hired me in at the Alabama Baptist on January the 1st, 1996. And he had just been with the Alabama Baptist himself 4 months. So he had hired a few different roles, part-time and different things, but I was his first full-time hire he came on as editor of the Alabama Baptist, and I stayed with him until he retired at the end of 2018 and then succeeded him in the role. And so came in at a bottom entry-level position, honestly thinking I would only be here 3 years. It wasn't a career choice. Came to Birmingham to go to seminary, Beeson Divinity School at St. Bernard University, and needed a job, actually. And my background's in journalism and, you know, wanted to serve in a faith-based capacity. So it was a perfect match. But anyway, so Dr. Terry hired me in, and then we just clicked along the way. And he taught me so much in those 23 years.
Yeah. What kind of things did you pick up from Dr. Terry?
Gosh, he taught me to believe in myself, of course, and showed me that I had a future in faith-based religious journalism along the way as we moved along. He also taught me how important relationships are, understanding our audience, understanding the peers that we work with. Mm-hmm. You know, community journalism is interesting in and of itself, but in a faith-based setting, he always liked to say, you know, you need to be able to report the news and then meet them again tomorrow at the coffee shop or at the table. You know, you need to be able to have a conversation tomorrow. So it's an interesting set of relationships you do have to build and know and understand. And he taught me all about that. He taught me the importance of relating to our board of directors, the staff, and, you know, just our, like I said, our audience in general.
Yeah. Yeah, all the things a president needs to know, especially the board.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So was there any event or anything that occurred that was meaningful for you and you learned from Dr. Terry?
Yes, there was a very significant, sadly tragic accident that happened just a year and a half after I had been hired onto the staff. And again, I'm a dig in deep, bloom where you're planted kind of person. And so it doesn't take me long to really drive in and know and become. But again, I was still thinking on a 3-year kind of time plan here. And about 18 months in, I was moving along and felt good about everything and felt like I knew my position. The position above me was vacated and was going to be filled in 6 weeks or so. But the timing was such, it was about a week or two before Dr. Terry and his first wife, Eleanor, were headed on an international trip. And again, I don't know if I was thinking too much about it, but there was some assumption that, hey, I've been here, I know what I'm doing, I'll be bumped up. And I think he could tell that I was thinking that way. And in consideration of just being honest with me, he didn't think I was ready for the bump. And that's fair. He was the boss and he was the one assessing. So before he left for his international trip, which was going to be a few weeks, he said, I just need to tell you the truth. You know, you're not ready for this position. So I'm going to bring someone else in. I'm going to interview and hire someone else. It'll take me a little while when I get back, but that's what we're going to do. So, you know, it was a little bit of a blow. It was, yeah.
That's disappointing.
It was, you know, it was like, oh, you didn't even interview me. You know, you didn't even talk
to me.
Come
on, give me a break. Yeah.
Right. But you know, I knew he was also just trying to, I think, be considerate of my feelings and not let me think something that wasn't going to happen. So anyway, that's where we are. I'm a little disappointed, but I get it. And I'm fine. I'm going to just, you know, click along. And I reminded myself, well, you weren't really planning on being here long anyway. However, during that trip, it was a tragic situation in which there was a car accident that ultimately resulted in Eleanor's death and a very injured Dr. Terry.
Yeah.
It was very, very difficult time and a difficult season. And he was actually pretty much out of commission for more than 6 months. And so in that 24-hour period, basically, of realizing he was not going to be able to lead for a while, he was not going to be even able to think for a while.
Yeah.
He had a lot of healing to do emotionally, mentally, physically, all the different ways. I didn't even think, I just did, you know. The position above me was vacated. It was the one that would need to make decisions. His position was not available, really. He wasn't there. And so I just jumped into action. I knew what to do. Our board of directors was very involved and helpful, and other staff members too. It wasn't just me. We had a whole team. But the parts that I needed to do, I knew what to do. I knew how to handle. I knew how to ask if I didn't. I knew who to ask. I knew what he would think. I knew how he thought. I knew what he needed. It just shocked me. I actually knew what to do. I knew how to do. I knew how to pull the team together. And I just did it.
And you'd never done that before.
Right.
Really.
I had.
So you know what that's called, a gift, right? You know that.
Yeah, it was a crazy moment because I didn't train for it necessarily. I didn't have a manual. But when there's this instinct, it was just almost scary.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just did it because it was the right thing to do, honestly. It was the right thing to do. It's what needed to be done. I was there. I was capable. And I knew. So I jumped into action. And like I said, there was a whole team around me. It wasn't just me doing it, but the parts that I was responsible for or the parts that were vacated and needed someone, I jumped in.
Yeah.
And it felt natural and it felt good. I felt like I was helping. You know, I truly was helping in a very, very sad moment in a place where he needed. And so anyway, we did that 6 months. I didn't expect anything out of it. You know, I assumed when he was back working again and able to think, he would just go back to the original plan.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came back and he assessed everything, he brought me in and said, well, I don't know what to say, but you know, when I left for the trip, I told you you weren't ready. All of this happened and you proved you are ready. So we're just let it stay as it is. So congratulations.
What a great story. So if you had any advice for someone in their early 20s who are looking at a job and feel like they're kind of trapped and there's no career path forward, what would you tell them?
Oh, I would definitely say always do your best. Keep working as hard as you can, learning as much as you can. Do your best. Do it because it's what you're supposed to do, not because you're trying to get something.
Right.
And I do believe the opportunities will open as you go along. They may surprise you which ones open up, but trying to manipulate a situation or pouting if something doesn't work like you thought is going to actually hold you back. But if you just take every moment and do the best you can with it, learn from it and grow, it'll be neat to see what doors open.
Well, thanks for sharing that with our guests. And you also, that you trust your instincts. Sometimes we second guess ourselves and we get in those situations. Thanks for sharing that and modeling that for us. And so if anyone would like to get in touch with you, would you share how the best way to get in touch with Jennifer is?
Absolutely, absolutely. The Alabama Baptist has a website, of course, thealabamabaptist.org. That's T-H-E, alabamabaptist.org. Can be found on the staff page, or you can email me directly, jrash@thealabamabaptist.org. And our number here at the office is 1-800-803-5201.
All right. Jennifer, thanks so much. All this information will be on the show notes, of course, as they come out. Jennifer, thanks so much for spending time with us. It's been a pleasure always, and I look forward to seeing you real soon.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control, but I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.